We come to you through Jesus.
我们是透过耶稣来到你的面前。
Amen.
We desire that your will be done tonight.
我们渴慕今晚你的旨意行在这里。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
你的意念高过我们的意念。
We're here tonight, but you see so much better than us.
今天晚上我们在这里，但是我们知道你看得比我们清楚。
So we ask you, Holy Spirit,
是圣灵，我们恳求你
to share with us your thoughts.
把你的意念跟我们分享。
And open our eyes to see what you see.
是的，打开我们的眼睛，让我们能看见你所看见的。
Let your power be made.Known tonight.
让今晚的能力让我们能够看见经历。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. We're glad to be here.
非常谢谢你们邀请，我们很高兴来到你们当中。
This is someone's USB with some data, so I'm going to put it here.
这是某一个人 USB 哈，我就给你放在那边 U 盘。
It probably has a bunch of songs on it.
可能里面有很多的歌，我怕你弄丢了。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 12.
好，我们打开历代至上十二章，历代至上十二章。
Now, when we study the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候
we want to understand the scripture in the context of the portion of scripture.
是，我们要按照这个经文，这回音太大了哈，我们要按照这个经文的范围里面来认识这句话，不要随便跳出去。
So that when you look at it,
所以当你在看这个经文的时候
there is coherent thinking before and after the verse that you're looking at.
所以上下文你都要注意，不是能够断章取义，那回音太大了。
So one of the things that's powerful about the Bible,
所以这本圣经它很有大能，其中之一是
is that It is so coherent.
因为真的是有 一连贯性。
And when you put the whole Bible together, it makes sense.
所以你把六十六卷书都放在一起，真的是有道理的。
The Christian Bible,
基督徒的圣经
is more coherent than any other religious book in the world.
比全球各地其他宗教的书都和逻辑都有连贯性。
Now, God loves coherence and context.
神很喜欢连贯性，他也喜欢我们留在那个范围里面。
Let me just get out here for a little bit because I'm going to come out.
对，我反正迟早到你们人当中，我就下来吧。
All right.
好
God permitted you to be born at a certain time.
神容许你在某一个时刻出生。
You remember the scripture that Esther's uncle told her.
记不记得那个以斯帖的叔叔告诉他
He said, you know,It looks like you have been born for a time such as this.
就是你被你的出生岂不是为现今的机会吗
？Well, each one of us.
所以同样的，我们每一个人
was born for a certain time.
你们的出生也是为某一个时期。
which means your life
换句话说,
should be in context with what God is doing in the world. And then you seek God for your own purpose.
然后呢,你是为了你自己的目的, 然后你来, 就是神创造你的目的, 你来看这位神。
Because if you don't live life with a purpose,
如果你这一生不是为了神给你那个目标, 目的而活的话,
you will simply retire, have a house, and die.
那你就像一般世人一样, 你就是退休了, 然后有房子了, 然后就死了, 就这样子。
But God wants you to be active in your purpose until you die.
但是神要你投入他量给你的这个命定, 然后直到你离世那一天。
So it's okay to retire from your work.
你从你世界上的工作, 你退休, 这没有什么不对。
But you never retire from God's purpose.
但是神给你的目的, 你是从来不可以退休的。
When your purpose is finished,
当你在地上的这个命定或任务完成了,
then it's time to die.
那就是你该离世的时候到了。If
your purpose is not finished, it's time to stay alive.
是,如果你任务还没有完成, 你应该要继续活着。
That's why God heals old people sometimes.
是为什么神有时候会去医治一些年纪已经很大, 为什么还要医治他呢? 因为,
He doesn't heal us just because He loves us.
他不是只是因为爱我们, 所以他医治我们。
He heals an old person because their purpose is not finished.
是,他医治一个年长的, 因为他那个人, 他的任务还没有完成, 还不能够死。
So there is purpose in everything that God does. Now, we are about to enter into very difficult times in the world. However, before that happens,
然而我要讲了,
In my spirit,
在我的灵里面, 我的灵里面, 我的领袖是什么呢?
I sense that the church is going to have a lot of grace.
我相信神会给教会很多的恩典。
Until at least 2025.
我觉得这个恩典会持续直到2025年。
I see a time of prosperity and growing and blessing.
在那个之前呢, 我们会看见很多的昌盛, 很多的成长, 很多的祝福。
But there is time coming when darkness will suddenly get stronger.
是, 但是我们知道这个黑暗权势呢, 会一天比一天的, 就是加增。
You remember the prophecy to the Jews.
记不记得, 有一个是针对犹太人的预言。
Yeah. Arise and shine,
以赛亚书60章, 兴起发光,
for your light has come,
因为你的光已经来到,
and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
耶和华的荣耀显现, 照耀你。
Okay, that was not a prophecy for us, it was a prophecy for Israel.
那是给以色列的一个预言。
Because the next verse says,
因为接下来那个经文第三节说,
and the whole earth,
黑暗遮盖大地, 又暗遮盖外面,
is filled with darkness.
黑暗遮盖大地。
So, if the church is around the whole earth,
如果教会是遍满全地的话,
and there's darkness,
然后虽然有黑暗来到,
that means the Gentile church, we have lost our light.
那就表示我们呢, 这个外邦人的基督徒, 我们的教会已经失去光了。
And it doesn't make sense.
那但不应该这样子, 对不对? 我们应该兴起发光。
So there is a time coming when God is going to finish His work with the Gentiles.
是的, 有一天呢, 神对外邦人的工作会开始结束了。
I don't have my doctrine complete.
当然我关于这方面的教义还没有完全, 还没有完备。
But there is a possibility that God will remove us from the earth.
但是有一个可能性，神会把我们从地上提走，或是挪走。
How else is he going to come back on a white horse with us?
不然他怎么能够骑着白马跟着我们从上面下来？我们一定得上去嘛，是不是
？It says that Jesus is coming back on a white horse.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣是骑着白马回来。
And all the saints on white horses.
他说还有每一个圣徒都会骑着白马跟他一起下来。是不是有这节经文
？So if you don't know how to ride a white horse here, you get training in heaven.
所以如果你现在还不懂得怎么骑白马，没关系，你到天上你会得有人会训练你的。
So it's possible that God will remove the Gentile church.
所以很有可能神会把外邦人的教会先挪走。
So that complete focus will be on Israel.
然后呢，在地上他就完全专注是在犹太人身上。
And the whole earth will be filled with the darkness.
是，然后黑暗遮盖大地。
Here's something to think about.
好，提供你一些来参考。
You know, when we study the second coming of Jesus.
当我们去研读关于耶稣的再来。
It says there will be a great angel with a trumpet.
讲到有一个大天使会吹那个吹角，吹号筒。
And it says that he's going to come with a loud shout.
而且那个声音是大喊，是很大的声音。
Wow! And the dead in Christ will rise.
然后在基督里已经睡的人他会起来。
You know all these.Can you imagine that?
你能够想象那天的日子吗
？It says we'll meet him in the clouds.
然后呢，被醒过来之后呢，然后就会跟耶稣在半空中相遇。
Which means billions of people will be resurrected and meet Jesus in the clouds.
换句话说，上亿的人就会复活，然后跟耶稣在半空中相遇。
Which means there will be an eclipse of the sun.
换句话说，那天可能有日食。
The earth will become dark because we will block the sun.
因为我们太多圣徒上去了，把太阳都挡住了，所以呢，地上就一片黑暗。
Interesting thought.
好，这个想法有点有意思吧？
But you know what bothers me?
但是你知道有件事情我想不通的。
That's a lot of noise.
那天声音一定很多，对不对？又是吹号筒的声音，又是很多人上去。很多的声音。
It's a lot of noise.
很多的声音。
But Jesus, one time he said.
但是耶稣曾经有次在福音书吧，他有讲过。
Behold.
你要注意。
I come like a thief in the night.
在夜间我来了会像贼一样，贼不会有声音嘛，对不对
？This is what?
那我想怎么回？这边说像贼，那边又说很多声音。
A thief comes.
贼来的时候。
When you don't expect it,
一定是你没有想象的时候，他偷偷来了。
He comes without making any noise.
他当然不会搞一大堆声音给你听到了。
It doesn't sound like the second coming.
听起来好像不是第二次再来吧。
So you have to wonder.
所以你就想说，到底是不同的时候还是？
How do you put thief for the night with a loud, noisy arrival?
怎么可能？耶稣说他再来又是像贼，然后呢，圣经又说啊，天使会吹号筒，很多人会上去。
And I can't prove it, but it's possible. That he first will come like a thief and take us.
所以我现在提供你的哈，我不能证明给你看，但是供你参考。我觉得是怎么样？是他先来，像贼一样。然后我们被提上去会有很多的声音。有没有合逻辑呢？
There are too many things that I can put pieces together to make sense of this.
是我有很多的线索可以把它串在一起，让你觉得看听讲合理。
But I don't want to get into that tonight.
但是今天晚上我们不往那边去讲，我们会讲偏题了。
The Greek word for tribulation is pressure.
好，那个希腊文关于这个大逼迫哈，原文的意思就是压力。
God is preparing us.
神在预备我们。
For the great pressure that's coming in the world.
就预备我们要面临在全地会有个很大的压力或者是压迫会临到。
Mm. And the pressure that's coming,
it's
going to be pretty severe.
是非常的严厉，非常的厉害。
But you see, for our younger people,
对我们当中比较年轻的一代,
it is actually a compliment.
其实呢，应该是你们就是特别的会所以生在那个时代。
Because it means with greater pressure, God has to give you more power.
因为你所面临的未来是那么大的压力，所以神一定要给你更大的，比我们这一代更大的能力，对不对？
And you need greater anointing to handle the pressure that's coming.
是，而且神一定要给你们更大的恩膏，好让你们能够来面对处理那更大的压迫。
When I grew up,
在我成长的背景里面，
I didn't even know what marijuana was until I was 16.
我到16岁才知道什么叫大麻，不像现在年轻人大家都知道大麻。
Now God has protected me from drugs.
神就保护我没有去吸毒。
I've never tried them.
我从来没有试过。
I was a tennis player. I don't even like cigarettes.
我也不喜欢吸烟，我就打网球啊，我不喜欢这些东西。
I used to swim and go deep in the water in the Bahamas.
然后在巴哈马我也常常潜水，所以这是我时间花在这些运动上面，没有去吸毒，也没有抽烟。
So I could hold my breath for 2.5 minutes.
那因为我潜水，所以我能够憋气憋两分半。
Why do I want to be stupid and smoke?
所以那我干嘛那么傻去吸烟去吸大麻呢？
See? And here I am 64 years old.
那我现在64岁了。
My lungs are still good because of that choice.
那因为我选择哈不去吸烟，所以我今天的肺很好，很健康。你看我可以，你看憋气憋很久，你看肺活量多大，很大。
And also, we need to be careful where we work.
还有我们在哪里工作也要非常谨慎。
Because you need to be careful that you don't work in a place where people smoke.
你不要选择去一个工作场合大家都抽烟的。
And you breathe secondhand smoke.
你就一天到晚在吸那个二手烟。
We have to be wise.
我们一定要有智慧。做选择。
So, why are we called aliens in this earth?
为什么我们说称为是客旅？在这地上我们是客旅。
We are strange to this world.
我们对这个世上来讲，我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
We are peculiar.
我们是那特殊的。
And evolutionists, they think we're stupid.
那些进化家他们觉得我们是很愚昧的。
You know that.
你知道他们批评我们基督教。
Don't you?
是不是我们都知道。
Christopher Hitchinson?
Christopher Hitchinson 这个人。
Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawkins 这个人。
Sam Harris?
Sam Harris.
Some of the top atheist thinkers.
这些都是无神论者，有名的无神论。
They think we're stupid.
他们说我们信耶稣的是愚昧的。
But it's so interesting how these intelligent people can believe in evolution.
但是这些那么有聪明的人哈，他们居然会相信进化论。
And I just want to say, you know,
我只想对他们说
，Show me one piece of evidence.
你给我提供起码一个证据。
Just one.
我只跟你要一个证据。
Where one kind.
就是神不是说各从其类嘛？有没有怎么可能从一类
？Has produced a different kind.
能够生出另外一类啊？神说是各从其类嘛？马生马，牛生牛，对不对
？They can't do it.
他们没有办法提供我任何的证据。
But they still believe in evolution.
但是他们还是相信进化论。猴子可以生出人来。
They are following something they can't prove.
他们的追随的一个信仰是他们没有办法提供任何证据的。
And they call us stupid.
然后他居然敢说基督徒是愚昧的。
There are no facts.
他们一点的事实都没有。
Where a dog ever became a cat.
就是不能证明狗可以变成猫。
It might be a different kind of dog.
可能会是另外一种的。 狗吧，但是我们所看见的狗是不可能变成猫的。
But there is no factual evidence.
啊，他们不能够提供任何的事实证据。
And we could take time.
那我们呢，可以花点时间。
To come up with a lot of evidence that God is real.
是能够提供很多的证据，证明这位神，这位神是创造主，是真实的。
And we don't need to take time for that tonight.
但是今天晚上我们也不往那边去，好，太多的时间了。
Why are you living here in Pleasanton?
好，问你们一个问题，为什么你们会住在 Pleasanton 这里？嗯？有没有想过这个问题？世界那么大，为什么你在 Pleasanton？
If you're from another church, why are you in that church?
好，比如说，如果你从 Cupertino 来，你为什么是住在 Cupertino 或住在 Fremont？
If you're from another city, why are you living there?
是你为什么那么多的城市？为什么你会最后是在那边寄居呢？在你的城市寄居呢
？You might be thinking because I like it.
你可能说啊，因为我就喜欢这个城市嘛，或者房价很好。你可能是这么想，对不对
？That's what you think.
我们人是这么想，但是你有没有想过
？But God used that attitude in you to get you here.
对，但是神呢，用他的策略，用你的想法呢，就把你带到这里来了。所以是神的牵引，是神的布局。
Listen, if God wants you to touch someone,
所以呢，如果神要用你去触摸某一个人
，you could be talking about where to go for lunch.
你可能只是很自然的说，哦，等一下要去哪里吃饭。
And you are discussing with your friends in the car where to go.
你就跟你朋友在车里说啊，我们等下去哪里吃饭。
And God can make you feel like you want a hamburger.
就神那天就给你个胃口，平常不吃汉堡，你就很想吃汉堡，就把你怎么引到那边去了。
You originally wanted to go here.
你本来是要去那个地方吃东西的。
But God put a desire in you.To have a hamburger.
是，但是神影响你的胃口，就上那之前就很想吃汉堡。
So you go to get a hamburger and you talk to someone new about God.
所以呢，你就去那个汉堡店，就碰到一个人呢，他需要认识耶稣的。
You see, God is guiding you more than you think.
所以神在日常生活中常常引导我们，是远过于我们所知道的。
Yes. Amen. So our lives.
所以我们这一生。
Are in context.
是在神所量给我们的范围里面。
With what God is doing.
啊，然后也跟他在全球各地所做的事是配合的，一切都有连贯性的。
嗯。
所以我们是为这个时代生的。
Why does God give prophecy to the church?
所以神为什么需要释放预言给教会呢？
Because He gives revelation.
因为他把启示赐给你
，supernatural information，
给你一些超自然的讯息
，to prepare us，
是为了要预备我们好怎样
？to stay wise in the context of His Spirit，
是能够有智慧的留在他的灵里面，而不是走偏了，走出去了，走出神的旨意。
Let me give you a simple example of context in church.
好，让我给你一个简单的一个例子，就讲到教会怎么能够留在这个范围里头。
All right. Let's say the spirit of healing is moving.
比如说我们在聚会里面，现在是圣灵在做医治的工，那个流啊是医治。
And we say.
然后我们就说。
Okay.
好。
And we start having words of knowledge or whatever, and God is healing people here.
好，然后呢，神就给了自信，因为他现在要医什么病，什么病，什么病，好，所以我们在做医治的事情。
And you stand up.
然后你就在众人当中，你就站起来了。
Oh, I have a friend in Thailand.
哦，我有个朋友在泰国。
They have a problem.
他有一个问题。
Okay, now.
好，这是不是在这个理由里面呢
？It's not. It's not evil what you did.
你做的这个动作不是邪恶的，哈。
But you are out of context.
但是你没有留在那个圣灵的流里面，圣灵现在是医治，对不对？
Because the context is the Spirit moving, healing people in here.
对，因为圣灵的江河那个水流，它现在是在医治现场的人。
You see that?
所以不要跳出去了。
Now, if you have a little patience,
如果你愿意超有耐心的话
When that anointing changes,
当那一波医治的恩膏慢慢退去的时候，神很可能会开始另外一波。
Then it's time to make a request for other people.
是的，等到那一波过去的时候，那个比较合适，提出你有其他方向的要求。
I can't tell you how many times it happens.
啊，我都不想告诉你发生多少次了。
We call God is healing cancer.
我们比如说现在神要医治有癌症有癌病的人，癌症的人。
So the cancer.
好，所以我们就开始医了。
Bam, the anointing is there.
恩膏在他身上，我们就开始医治。
Cancer.
医治。
Bam, the anointing.
一个一个，他们就领受恩膏的医治。
And then someone walks up.
然后就突然中又来了一个人。
I have a bad knee.
我的膝盖痛。
And my back is sore.
然后我的背腰背个酸。
Okay.
那你看到这种人怎么办？
It's not evil.
他这么说没有什么不对哈，他确实痛。
But there won't be power for you.
但是那个河里面没有，现在没有那一份的恩膏给你或能力。
Because you are out of context.
因为你没有留在那个流里面，你没有在那个内涵里面。
You understand that?
你明白吗？
So when we speak in tongues and interpret tongues.
所以当在聚会里面有人说方言的话，我们翻方言。
We have to find the context of what God is doing.
我们也要看好，现在神在做什么？你那个方言啊，翻出来跟这个范围有没有一样啊？
In verse 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
在那个哥林多前书14章第二节。
It says, He who speaks in tongues.
他说说方言的。
Does not speak to men, but to God.
不是对人说，是对神说的。
So.How can the prophet? How can it possibly be a prophecy?
那怎么可能把这个方言会变成是预言呢？如果是对神说，如果方言是对神说
，I'll tell you why.
我告诉你为什么可以。
Because later in the chapter,
因为我们在看到在接下来有讲在同一章的接下来有一经文有说。
The Apostle Paul, he quotes Isaiah.
使徒保罗他就引用以赛亚书。
Where he says, here a little, there a little.
地上加叫什么
？Line upon line.
这里一点，那里一点。
Yeah, and I will speak to this people in stammering lips.
我会用那个stammering 就是口疾的那个口疾的发声，对他们说话。
So now we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
所以我们看哥林多前书十四章。
God, the interpretation can be you saying something to God or God saying something to us.
所以呢，当一个人在讲方言对在讲，但是翻出来的时候，可能是神对我们说话，或是我们对人说话。
You see,
对神说话。
So, for example,
比如说
if a spirit of thankfulness is moving,
比如说呢，有一个感恩的灵在我们当中运行
，and we are just expressing gratefulness to God,
然后大家都开口在向神表达感恩
，a person could just go, oh, Ramakala, let me see, let me see.
有一个人感恩到那时候，就方言就出来了，对神在感恩
，and the interpretation could be,
然后那个感恩翻出来会是什么呢？方言翻出来
，Oh God, I thank you for stopping me from killing myself.
哦，神，我感谢你拦住我自杀。
And that interpretation is in the context of the presence of God.
所以那个翻出来是不是就在感恩的范围里面，对不对？是没有跑出去。
And then when God starts speaking to us,
然后等一下，刚刚是我们对神讲方言对，然后等一下神对我们说。
So if I'm prophesying directly in Chinese to you,
比如说我现在直接用中文跟你说预言。
That's God speaking to you.
那是神对你们说话了，对不对？直接的。刚刚是我们对神说， right. 现在是他。
So if I turn to the next person and start in tongues first, Ruta la makiri bedesi. If the context should be.
所以我如果呢，对，比如说刘牧师开始讲方言，那个内容应该是什么
？A prophecy God speaking to him.
应该是一个神对刘牧师的预言，对不对
？Not me speaking to God.
不是，那这个我的方言就不再是我对神说，而是。
Oh, The church has so much to learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Really, we need to grow up and get more mature in the knowledge of the context of the anointing. So now, what am I doing here tonight? What are you doing here?
还有,你坐在这里干什么? 神既然把我们都带来了。
Are we here?
我们在这里?
To just get touched?
难道只是让圣灵碰一下你吗? 触摸一下吗?
Or are we here?
或者我们来到这里, 你有没有想过是?
For God's revelation of your purpose.
是让神向你启示你的目的, 你的命定是什么?
To rise up in your mind and your heart.
好,然后这个东西呢,然后在你的里面开始兴起来。
And increased revelation of why this church is here.
好,然后呢,关于这个教会,为什么神在Pleasanton成立这个教会, 神的命定是什么? 让今天晚上这个启示也开始怎么样?
Why are you a member of this church and not the church a few miles away?
那你为什么是在这个教会的会友,而不是两里之外呢?
Because God has a plan to do something.
因为神真的有一个计划他要做事情, 那我们需要知道他的计划。
And he brought you here,
所以他把你带到这里不是偶然的,
to use your ministry and anointing for the move of God in this city.
所以神要用你, 神已经给你的恩膏, 还有你的恩赐, 能够祝福这个城市, 能够带来复兴。
You are not here to have a nice church get old and die.
你不是来到这里只是有个很好的教会然后就慢慢养老就死掉了，不是这样子的，是有目的的。
God has purpose.
神是有目的的。
Amen.
He's going to take you somewhere.
他要把你带到某一个领域去，带你往前。
God has something in mind for you bigger than this building.
是神对这个地方所存的心意大过这栋楼。
Listen, don't say, oh, it's nice, we'd like to keep it this way.
不要说,这栋楼很不错,我们就维持就好了。God
wants to use you.
神要用你。
He wants to shake this town.
他要把这个城镇能够塑造转化,他要转化这个城市。
Let me tell you, a few, just two or three miracles, the parking lot would be so packed.
我告诉你,只要教会出现两三个神迹,整个停车场都是满的。Amen!
You would need wisdom from God on what to do.
所以人就会多到一个地步,你必须要重生有智慧知道怎么来处理,人太多了,都涌进来了。In
the book of Acts,
在使徒行传我们看见,
there were 120 people.
有120个人。
Oh my gosh. In one day, God gave them 3,000 people.
就一天之内有3000个人接受耶稣基督信主了,成为门徒。
The people sitting in the upper room.
他们那些坐在马可楼上的,
they didn't know they would have a home group where people are hanging out of the windows.
他们都不晓得他们家里的聚会,人们都挂,都进不来了,就只能挂,站在门口,站在窗户外面看,听啊。
You know, I believe those 120 became leaders in one day.
我相信这120个门徒一天之内就成为那个城市的领袖。
God can do something in this church.
谁也能够在这个教会做同样的事情。
Where the anointing can be so strong on you.
因为当恩膏非常强临到你身上的时候,
that he'll need you to take care of 300 people in one day.
他可能一下就要你一天之内去带领300个人。
And you try to do your work and take care of 300 people.
你还得做自己的工作,还要再照顾300个人。
Never judge the plan of God.
从来不要去批评神的计划。
By the size of the church.
不要按照这个教会的大小来批评神的计划。
Or the size of the building.
或者也不要按照这栋楼的大小。
Or the atmosphere.
或者氛围。
Of the city.
这个城市的氛围。
Oh, it's such a nice place to live.
Ah, Pleasanton, 好舒服啊, 真好啊, 住的地方。
Yeah? You have a revival.
我告诉你, 你有复兴。
and you have the government and neighbors complaining.
一旦父亲爆发，我告诉你，本来觉得很好的那个邻居还有警察呢，都会来找上门了，因为他们抱怨怎么样，太多人，太多声音了。
All these cars.
你看那个车，日夜进进出出啊。
They're blocking the road.
他把那个马路都给塞满了。我们本来是一个很好的住宅区，变成这个样子了。
And they come in and they want to find out the permits of what you're doing. Too many people.
然后他看到确定你有允许证，这栋有允许证，因为看人数，你看超不能超过287哈，他就会这个来抓你小便。
And now because of God's power, it's not a quiet city anymore.
因着神的大能降在教会，你这个城。城市已经不再是个安静的小城了。
哎，
哎呀，
这就是好的问题，好的麻烦。
So let's go to Corinthians. I mean, Chronicles, First Chronicles chapter 12.
好，我们来看历代志上十二章。
Let's read verse 32.
我要读。
And only verse 32.
我就读32节哈。以撒迦支派有200族长，都通达实务。知道以色列人所当行的，他们族弟兄都听从他们的命定。
So now I think many of you know this scripture.
我想你们都很熟悉这节经文。
The sons of Issachar.
讲到以撒迦的支派。
They joined with David.
他们跟大卫联合联结。
But these were special wise men.
但是呢，他们这个族派哈，他们很特殊，因为他们是有智慧的。
And it said they understood the times.
他们通达时务。
Now, just recently, was it last night?
昨天晚上。
Yeah. You know, even technologically, we're about to get into new times. You know that.
甚至包括高科技都即将进到一个新的里程碑了。
We have any engineers here?
这边有没有工程师啊？在我们当中有哈。
Yeah.
两位。
Graphene.
石墨烯，不知道你有没有听过 graphene， 石墨烯。
Carbon atoms in one layer.
现在呢，他们现在高科技呢，他们的元素都在处理了，有新的。
In hexagonal shape.
这些你们自己去翻译了哈。
200 times stronger than steel.
所以这种产品，石墨烯做出来之后呢，比钢哈会200多倍的坚强。
It's the best electrical conductor known to man today.
是我们人类以来所知道是最好的一个元素。
It was discovered by two guys in Massachusetts in 2003.
在麻省呢，有两个人呢，在2003年他们发现的。
The news wasn't published until 2004.
但是2004年这个消息才爆开。
And then 2013, there were some new things that came up.
然后2013年有些新的东西出来了。
But not good enough to overtake silicon.
但是还没有办法征服整个矽谷。
You watch.
你只要仔细看。
2019.
我觉得2019年就是明年。
You're going to hear more and more about graphene.
你会越来越听到有人说石墨烯，石墨烯，石墨烯。
Do you know some Samsung phones already have graphene batteries in it?
你知道有些的 Samsung 的手机里面已经用 graphene 的这个电池了。石头是墨水的墨，稀有的稀，石墨烯。
The Silicon Valley could be obsolete in months.
有一天石墨烯上涨的话，矽谷呢一夜之间就过时了，过去了，不再用这个 silicon 了。
Oh my gosh! You need to, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on the internet and study graphene.
如果你不知道的话，你就上网去 Google 那个 graphene 这个字。
We are so close to things changing.
你知道吗？我们就在一个尖端，即将要进到一个突破、一个爆发的时代。
How many people here use a Mac computer?
有多少人用那个苹果牌的 Mac？
Yeah, I like Mac.
我也喜欢 Mac.
But you know what?
但是你知道吗？
Those of us in music production and video production.
那些我们喜欢制作音乐或是制作录影的。
You know, even Final Cut Pro X.
你就觉得对他们的产品 Pro X 你很失望。
We were disappointed.
我们很失望。
Because the best they had for 5 years from 2012.
所以2012年，然后接下来五年所研究出来的产品，居然没有办法提高。
No great improvements.
没有很大的进展。
We've been stuck with 16 gigabytes of RAM for so long.
所以很久我们就只有16GB的这个空间。
And then Apple said they came out with a new computer.
结果居然苹果说它宣布我们有新的电脑。
And some of us went like this.
我们有些人一看这个产品,
This is touch bar.
我们这个touch bar根本我说不是很重要啊。
I don't care about the touch bar, I want power.
对,我要的是能力, 我要的是速度。 你这个touch bar,你这个装饰有什么用? 对,我没有什么...
So at the big conference recently,
所以最近有一个很大的一个特会, 就在商量这些东西。
They talked about some new software.
他们讲说, 会有些新的软体。
But many of us, we were wondering,
但是我们很多人在装脑袋,
Maybe Apple is forgetting about laptops.
也许呢，现在苹果都不太注重那个平板电脑了。
Now it's all about the phone.
现在都他都专注在做手机了。
A couple days ago,
但是呢,几天前,
the MacBook Pro came out.
MacBook Pro呢,就有新的产品出来了。
32 gigabytes of RAM.
哇,有双倍的RAM在32。
Woo!
32 gigabytes, 32
More than double the speed.
是,它的速度就双倍快。
Okay. Maybe it doesn't mean much to you.
也许我讲的这些对你们没有什么意义。
But those of us who need power to produce video and music, oh, we like speed.
但是那些制作音乐还有制作录影的，你就需要很快速。
So technology is picking up.
好，话讲了半天，讲什么？ 连高科技都即将进到一个大突破里面。
So our children growing up in school.
那我们的孩子上学成长。
You need to help them make wise decisions on what they study. Do you know how many people studied subjects in university? English literature. History. And maybe you can teach.
也许你念完你是可以当老师教书。
But someone else studied programming and they're 10 times richer than you.
但是有些人他就学那个电脑程序员，他就比你赚钱赚太多了。
It's because they got into the context of what was going to happen.
是的，因为他进入到那个流，那个时代的潮流，现在需要的是这种的人。
So now these men, these sons of Issachar.
我们讲到以撒加的这些的支派的人。
David was happy to be surrounded by these men.
这些人围绕在大卫身边，大卫很开心。
Because they understood. The times.
因为他们通达时务，他们知道这个季节要做什么事情。
Now that's times of the world.
他了解世界的潮流。
But also, I think they understood something of the times of the kingdom of God.
他们也知道神国度的时间季节。
Your church will be more effective.
你的教会呢，怎么样做呢，会更有果效。
If you understand the times,
如果你真的是通达时务，你知道神现在要做什么，你跟他配合。
Of what God is doing,
是，然后你跟他配合，一定会有果效的。
Let's go.
好，我们再看下一个经文。
Esther chapter 1.
好，以斯帖记第一章。
Verse 13.
十三节, our Chinese 13:14 combined together.
Okay,
so,
you read it.
Okay, 十三节，我们十三节跟十四是连在一起的哈。所以那时在王左右常见王面，国中坐高位的有波斯和马代的七个大臣，就是贾士拿、四达、亚马他、他斯斯、米利、马西拿、米干、米姆干，都是达食物的。 明哲人，按王的规矩办事，必先询问知立明法的人。王问他们说。So
we see even in Esther's times, there were men that understood the times.
哇，你看到没？在以斯帖时代的时候，也有一些的人是怎么答实务的明哲人。All
right, let's go to Daniel chapter 2.
好，我们来看但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书第二章,
and we're only going to read a few verses.
我们只读几节的经文,
but you remember there was a king, Nebuchadnezzar.
记得那个讲到尼布甲尼沙王,
and he had a dream.
他有做了一个梦,
and nobody could interpret it.
然后没有人能够解那个梦,
so Daniel made a request.
所以戴以理呢就提出一个要求,
and he said, tell the king, just give me a little time.
他说就跟说求主求王就宽限给我在几天的时间,
and I will give him the interpretation.
我就可以将梦的讲解告诉王。
So let's read it and let's see what Daniel says when he starts talking to the king.
好，那我们就来读他怎么样告诉这个王。
So read verses 19 to 21.
好，我要读19到20,
of chapter 2.
19节读到21节，这奥秘的事就在夜间异象中给但以理显明。但以理便称颂天上的神。但以理说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。他改变时候日期废王立王，将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。
So God is changing times.
神他能够改变时候,
and epochs.
他也能够改变日期,
it means things aren't always the same.
换句话说, 事情或是环境不是总是一样的。
You know, as I get older in God,
当我在主里面年纪越来越老了,
I never want to become fixed in one box.
我不喜欢就是固定在某一个盒子里头。
I want to stay flexible.
我希望我这个人是有弹性的。
So that however God changes things,
所以不管神怎么样改变我的环境,
I want to be able to bend and move with God.
我要我能够配合, 能够跟他一起往前。
Hey, you remember the river in Ezekiel 47?
记不记得以西结书47章那一道河?
It comes ankle deep,
从踝子骨,
knee deep,
到膝盖,
waist deep,
到腰间,
and then you can't swim.
最后你没有办法游泳, 你不能站立在河里面, 只好游泳。
Let me put some things, I'll put some things in your mind.
好, 现在我提供一些你来思考。
It was actually an amazing river he's talking about.
他讲的这道河是非常不可思议的。
So let's say this river means the Holy Spirit or the anointing.
好，我们就说这条河代表圣灵或是恩膏。
So when it comes to your ankles,
所以当它到了你的踝子骨,
your ankles give you stability.
好，我们的这个踝子骨呢，固，让我们稳固，对不对？ Mm-hmm.
You know, ankles are very important to tennis.
比如说如果打网球，如果你这踝子骨受伤，你怎么打的？
Martial arts.
或者是功夫，是不是你要这个站稳？
Dancing, hip hop, you know.
或者是跳舞，对不对？ 你的踝子骨很重要。
You have to have good ankles.
你一定要有好的踝子骨。
So the anointing gives you stability.
所以这个踝子骨的恩膏呢，是给你有稳定性。
Now, when the anointing, you get deeper in the anointing, it's knee.
好，如果你身上的恩膏已经提升到膝盖了。
So what does it mean to have the anointing knee level?
那如果恩膏已经到膝盖了，这是代表什么呢？
Well, knees speak of flexibility.
啊，这个膝盖就让你怎么样，有弹性，是不是？有弹性，是不是？刚刚一个是稳定性，现在是弹性。
You see, some people, all they teach is being stable.
所以有的人只能教导你要稳定，要稳定，但是他不会有教你有弹性，所以后一栏怎么办？你就倒了嘛。
We stick to the word, and that's all we do.
我们就是只要站立在真理上就好了。
Well, good.
很好啊。
But you're only ankle deep.
但是你只有到踝子骨啊。
Go into things of the spirit, and you'll become flexible.
你要进到那种圣灵的里面，然后你就会学习那个圣灵，你就有弹性了。
You know, nobody plays tennis like this.
没有人可能不可能打这么僵硬的打网球，对不对？ 不能僵硬的打网球。
You play tennis like this.
你要这样有，你看有弹性，你膝盖要用嘛，你膝盖要用，对不对
？Yes.
怀子，我的膝盖都要用。哇。
Flexibility.
膝盖给你有弹性。
We need that in the anointing.
我们你需要你的恩膏要升到膝盖。
And then the river comes waist deep.
好，到了腰间，腰间是代表什么呢？嗯。
It covers your productive organs.
哦，帮你就是遮盖你的生殖器官。
And you produce for God.
所以好让你保护你的生殖器官，好让你能够为神生养。
嗯。Oh, and when you're swimming, you're in the glory.
当你在当你后来再上去的时候，你就在河里面游泳，那你是进到荣耀里面了。
So what is God doing today?
好，讲回来，神今天在做什么？
I'm going to try and squeeze it in Reader's Digest version.
我给你一个读者文摘浓缩版哈。
Okay.
因为时间的关系。
Now, there's two ways of looking at this.
好，有两个方面来看，两个角度。
We can simply say.
我们可以很简单的说。
You know, we can skip through a lot of history with Noah and all those guys.
我们就跳过旧约什么挪亚呀、亚伯拉罕这些，我们就跳过了，好不好？没时间。
But even in Jesus's day,
甚至在耶稣的时代
，when he preached, he used a lot of agricultural terms.
耶稣在讲到说，常常用农业的字眼，对不对？什么麦子啊、稻子啊，那些东西。
Because the people were farmers.
因为那个时候他们是农业时代， yeah. 所以耶稣的讲道跟他们配合。
And they understood.
所以他们听众是明白耶稣在用的比喻。
The sower sows a seed.
他说那个撒种的出去撒种。
Give and it shall be given to you.
啊，你给就必有给你，然后怎么样？上尖下流，连腰带啊。
Good measure.
有没有？你怎么你
？You see, that's what they did with the wheat and the grain.
是因为他们用量器量嘛。
They would take the basket.
他们会拿个篮子。
And they would press it down.
然后尽量往上压，对不对
？So it could hold more.
所以就能放更多，所以连腰带按，对不对？这样摇摇。
And they understood this in farming.
所以在农业时代，他们了解耶稣用这个比喻。
So Jesus was saying, as you give. When God gives back to you, He will squeeze as much as He can in your basket to bless you.
所以耶稣说，如果你愿意给的话，当神要给你的时候，是连摇上天下有连摇带按的。
He'll put something in your basket.
他会放一些在你的篮子里。
And you start to say, 谢谢你。
你就开始说谢谢你 ，Thank you.
And he says, No, 没有没有。
他说没有，还没有完呢，还没给完呢，还没有。
I'm not finished yet.
摇摇了啊。
And he pushes your blessing down.
他就再压下。
And he blesses you more. And your eyes
open.
So they understood farming.
所以他们了解，因为他们是农业时代。
You know, so you have the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s.
哦，十六世纪、十七世纪、十八世纪。
That was the agriculture age.
那个是农业时代。
Now people started developing machinery.
后来又到了机械时代，工业时代。
And tools, you know, and machine.
有各样的工具。
And then industries started developing.
然后工业时代。
So now came the industrial age.
现在是工业时代。
For quite a while.
已经很长一段时间了。
And so a lot of factories were being built.
哎呀，很多的工厂就被建立起来。
Now in 1993, I was in a church in Florida.
一九九三年，我有一次我去佛罗里达的一个教会。
And I had just barely heard something about the internet.
我才刚刚听到叫做网络 ，internet 网络。
And believe it or not.
啊，不管你相不相信哈。
In 1993, I talked to the church.
一九九三年，我已经在跟教会说。
And I said, we are about to enter the information age like never before.
我们将会进到一个空前未有的资讯时代。
And I said, we're going to go on the internet, on the computer, and we'll be getting information like have amazing access.
是我们一上网呢，我们就会得到无限量的消息，几乎像洪水一样。
They looked at me.
他们看到好像我不知道在讲什么似的。
Some people said,
有人说
，What's a computer? Computer.
甚至有人说什么是叫电脑啊
？Some people said,
什么是网络
？Internet.
什么叫做网络
What's the web?
那个web是什么?
You'll be surprised how few people in 1993 knew what internet meant.
1993年根本没有几个人知道什么叫做网络。
So now we came into the information age.
对，后来我们就进入到资讯时代。
Okay, what age are we in now?
那我们现在在什么时代呢?
I'll tell you what. GE, you remember GE?
General Electronic.
GE said it best.
我觉得这通用电讯厂，通用什么？GE,
imagination at work.
哦，就是想象，想象发出果效。
They understood that we were entering, we were coming, we were progressing from the information age into the imagination age.
他们相信我们正从资讯的时代要进到一个想象的时代。
So now, this is why I think we're close to Jesus coming.
所以为什么我觉得我们很快会接近耶稣要再来了？
Because man is beginning to say, like never before.
因为人们会空前未有的开始说,
imagine it.
他们会开始想象,
and we can do it.
他们会想象我们可以做到。
Imagination.
想象。
What do you think Oculus is?
你觉得Oculus是什么?
You know? The Xbox is going to be obsolete soon.
有一天Xbox会过时。
You know how young people play these games with the Xbox?
你们玩的那个电脑玩。
It's almost old, it's getting old.
现在其实那个已经过时了。
Now there is Oculus.
现在最上上是Oculus。
Where you put on the goggles.
你放在，然后戴那个眼镜，那个好呗。
And you live in a different world.
你就住在一个就是virtual reality。
Virtual reality.
虚拟现实的境界。
It's imagination at work.
就是想象。 真的发出果效，你所想的就成为事实。
And why did God send the flood in the days of Noah?
在挪亚时代，神为什么才洪水来毁灭全地？
When you study it,
你去读的话，你就知道。
It says, for all the imaginations of men,
人们终日他们所想的都是邪恶的，是邪恶的。
Were evil and corrupt.
是他们的败坏了，他们所想的已经败坏了，所以这个想象力。
And what did Jesus say?
那耶稣说什么？
As it was.
挪亚时代怎么样？
In the days of Noah and Lot.
挪亚跟罗德的时代怎么样？
So shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man.
是未来的世代也会如此。
So what we're going to see happening?
所以我们在未来会看见什么呢？
We are now in the imagination age.
我们已经到了一个想象的时代了，虚拟的时代。But
man is going to use technology for evil.
人们会开始用高科技来做邪恶的事情。
And I don't even want to talk about pornography.
我现在也不想讲到那些的淫乱的黄色的东西。
I just say robots and that's enough.
我只要讲说机器人就已经够。
Now, how many of you know who Sophia is?
有没有人知道那个机器人Sophia?
Sophia is the AI robot. She is world famous for artificial intelligence.
对，她是现在很有名的一个机器人哈。
That's where we're headed now.
现在我们这个时代的潮流就是往那个方向去。
They are having music conferences.
他们有一些的音乐的特会。
They already have robots that play guitar and piano. Did you know that?
已经有机器人来弹这些乐器。
I don't like that.
我不喜欢，完全是机器化的。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
A robot ministering in your church.
有一个机器人来到你教会来服侍，来带聚会。
The church is going to do that.
Okay, watch this.
仔细看看他怎么表演给你看。
All your information.
你所有有关你的事情。
Where you live, your address, your medical records.
你的还有你的病历，他都知道。
He has the Wi-Fi access.
因为他有那个 Wi-Fi， 他能够上网去拿到你的资料。
Your name is Daniel Ho. You live at Spring Hill Lake.
你叫什么？你住在哪里？
You have a high blood pressure with Dr. Lukowitz.
你的高血压是多少？然后你的医生是谁？
That's pretty scary.
你想想都挺恐怖的，机器人全部知道你的事情。
And all of this is headed to the Antichrist.
然后这些虚像呢，都是往敌基督去的。
Now what about the church?
好，讲了这些世界潮流，那教会呢？
Okay. There were revivals, early revivals.
有一些早期的复兴。
1904, 1905, 1906. Here in California.
就在加州有发生过复兴。
Azusa Street.
就是阿苏萨在洛杉矶的大复兴。
God used a black man, one blind eye.
神用一个黑人，而且一个眼睛是瞎的。
And a few other people.
还有其他一些的同工。
And it was a worldwide movement of people being baptized in the Spirit.
然后那个复兴就从那蔓延到全球各地，很多人都领受圣灵的洗。
Now, when God does something,
当神这么做的时候，
in my heart,
在我的心里面怎么想？
He does it to restore something that was lost.
他当然第一个是要归重建一些过去失去的。
Or fix something just happened in the recent decade.
或者就是调整啊，上一个世代才刚刚做错的。
And he's also preparing you for what's coming.
然后他还要预备你来面临即将临到的。所以复兴常常做这些事情。
So when Azusa Street hit.
所以当那个阿苏萨的大复兴大爆发的时候，
God was restoring the truth of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
神先恢复一个真理，就是领受圣灵的洗。
And he was restoring power to the church.
然后他也再次恢复能力回到教会。
But just around the corner, the First World War was coming.
但是他们那时候还不晓得，因为第一次世界大战即将要发生了，所以神也在预备，用圣灵先充满他们。
Did you notice that Azusa Street didn't start in 1911? It started in 1904.
所以阿苏萨大复兴是1904年就发生的，不是1911年才发生的。
Because God knew the First World War was coming.
因为神知道第一次世界大战即将要爆发，所以他就预备他的百姓。
And not was he only restoring things to the church.
所以他不只在教会做恢复的工作。
But he was trying to anoint God's people to be ready for what was coming.
是，他也膏抹他的百姓，好来预备即将要临到的。So
the First World War came.
所以后来第一次世界大战就来了。
What happens in a world war?
好，第一次世界大战发生什么事情？
People get killed.
很多人死了，对不对？
Yep.
But they also come home injured.
然后他们回来是病的，是受伤的。所以神兴起什么？
So what did God do?
所以神就兴起什么？
He raised up powerful healing ministries.
他要兴起很有能力的医治事工。
The Jeffrey brothers.
比如说杰弗里兄弟就是其中之一的。
They used to walk in a room. And they would wait.
他们就走进一个房间，然后就等。
Then they would say,
然后时候满足他们会说,
The Master is here.
好，那个我们的主在这里。
And pow, God's power will start healing.
然后人的能力，神的能力就刹那之间，看整个会场就开始运行了。
So God sent healing ministry to try and heal people from the First World War.
所以一次世界大战之后，神就兴起医治施工来医治这些心灵还有身体受伤的人。
But he was sending power.
但是他事先就先把能力
to prepare us for the Great Depression that he saw coming.
然后接下来他又赐下能力，因为极大的这个经济萧条会临到。
So the Great Depression came.
所以呢，后来那个大萧条就临到了。
God's church survived.
神的教会呢就存活了。
But he really poured out his spirit because the Second World War was coming.
好，神又浇灌他的灵，因为二次世界要临到。
Ah, so the Second World War came.
后来二次世界大战开始了。And
there are many, many stories.
有很多很多的事情发生，很多人的故事。Of
how people became Christians in the foxholes.
就很多人呢，就在那个时候就得救了。
They didn't know how to pray when they were growing up. But they were holding a gun.
但是呢, and
crying and asking God for help.
然后呢, 就一面拿着枪, 一面呢,
so we have a First World, Second World War.
哦,Foxhole就是伞兵坑, 他们在里面呢,
1948, there was a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It was called the Latter Rain Movement.
叫做春雨运动。
And it lasted till about 1969, 1970. What happened?
那那一波带出什么呢?
Many powerful healing ministries came again.
再一次神兴起很多大有能力的医治施工。
Now, some of them had bad doctrine, I know.
我知道那有些神的仆人他们的虽然很有能力，但他的教义不准确。
But they were still mighty men of God.
但是他们的服事确实还是很有能力的。
It's always easy to criticize a pioneer later.
很多人都可以事后呢就去批评那些先锋哈。
But we need to show mercy to some of these people.
但是我们一定要怜悯那些先锋的人，他没有走向没有人走过的路啊。
When I got saved in 1972.
我是1972年得救的。I
could read nothing but Watchman Nee.
我唯一能够满足我读的书就是尼特圣的书。I
read Watchman Nee for 3 years.
你整整读了三年他的书。
The Spiritual Man, 3 volumes.
三卷三套的那个属灵人我都读了。
The Normal Christian Life.
还有一个就是基督徒的。
The Release of the Spirit.
还有圣灵。
It was the Chinese.
这是中国人祝福我。
That started to bless me.
是他们是中国人先来祝福我。
And I said,
我说神啊。
American books.
美国人也出了意大利的书,
they teach you how to improve and get better.
他们教导你怎么样能够改良自己。
Watchman Nee is teaching me how to die.
但是尼托圣书教我怎么样舍己向己死。
And now these past few years,
那在过去这几年,
God has been using me to minister to the Chinese again. And I've waited more than 40 years to give back to you. Sure. Watchman Nee made some mistakes in his doctrines, I think.
当然我觉得尼托生他有些的教义也有些需要调整的。
There are some things I don't agree with.
我不是他每讲的每句话我都全部都同意。
But he was a pioneer.
但是我要说他是一个属灵的先锋。
He started writing when he was 17 years old.
他17岁就开始著写这些属灵的书籍。
He died.
他死了。
At the end of March in 1972.
1972年的3月他死了。
I think March 30th.
我觉得是3月30号,
and a few months after he died in jail in China, an 18-year-old boy like me came from another country. And the Holy Spirit grabbed me.
圣灵就打住我,
and the Holy Spirit grabbed Watchman Nee's book. He said, here, read Watchman Nee.
然后圣灵就把尼托圣的书就塞在我的手上, 叫我读。
He died, and I got saved.
他尼托圣过世, 我重生。
I was reading Watchman Nee's books.
当我在读尼托圣的书,
do you know how demons came out of me?
你知道邪灵是怎么样从我身上离开吗?
I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
I was having bad dreams. I was saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, but suddenly I have these crazy bad nightmares. And I said, God, this is not fair. I'm asleep. I can't do anything about it. And I was reading Watchman Nee on my bed like this. And Page 33.
然后在第33页,
dreams.
讲到梦,
and I read what Watchman Nee had to say about dreams.
我就看,仔细看,明说生怎么讲梦,
and he said, the seeds you sow in the day,
他说你今天所种的种, 这白天所种的种子, 晚上,
they come up at night.
晚上在梦里面就开始生出来了,
your bad dreams are your fault.
就是日有所思夜有所梦,
that revelation came to me.
哇,
and the glory of God came through the wall.
With
a big cloud.
就像一个,
and I began to cry.
我就开始哭了,
and demons just started coming out of me. I felt like throwing up. And I went to the bathroom.
我就在洗手间,
and as soon as I went to the door, whoop, a bunch of them left me.
Wow.
The next night, I wake up in the middle of the night. I feel like throwing up. I go to the bathroom to throw up. Demons came out of me.
Yeah.
I haven't had trouble with demons in me since then. That's like 44 years ago.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Watchman Nee's books got demons out of me. I just read his books and the demons come out.
我单单读他的书,尼托生书,我就得到释放。
So the latter rain movement.
好,我们讲回来,
William Branham.
Yes. William Branham,
Jack Cole,
还有Jack Cole,
A.A. Allen,
A.A. Allen,
so many other ministries,
还有很多大有能力的施工,
Catherine Coleman,
凯撒琳库尔曼也是那个时候,
ah, sure, they made mistakes. Oh, but we love to watch their videos if we could get them. Now, what happened in the 60s? Even in California, what happened? Yeah, like, wow, man. You know, it's really cool here in California.
Hippies.
Jesus movement. Hey, man, you should weed, dude. Hey, you been doing any surfing lately? That's really cool. Don't you know the way to San Jose? Those songs that came out. So what happened in the
60s?
Drugs came into America like boom! And you know, California has a lot of occult in it. They really, they almost was a springboard for the Ouija board. Yeah, so now, a lot of demons got into people in the
60s.
So what does God do?
Jesus movement?
He brings someone like Derek Prince. And this English scholar, so very smart. He starts teaching about casting out demons. And breaking curses. I have a friend. And he was on the board of Derek Prince. His name is Jim Croft. He is the first one in America to teach on the Jezebel spirit. People don't know that.
Right?
And people write books on it like they invented it.
有些人写书好像这个是他自己发明出来，其实呢，很早之前就有人在讲了。
So God brought this truth back to the church.
所以神再次恢复这个释放或破除咒诅的真理，回到教会。
To cast out the demons that came in the 60s.
为的是要赶出人们六十年代所进来的这个邪灵。
And to break the curses.
然后要破除诅咒的咒诅。
So that we could be free.
好，让我们能够自由。
To enjoy the move of the charismatic movement.
能够来享受即将临到的灵恩运动。
And many people were speaking in tongues.
那时候有很多人开始讲方言。
And you know, there were two manifestations that were very powerful, popular.
在那个时候呢，有两种的圣灵彰显很厉害。
One was falling in the spirit.
第一个是在圣灵里面倒下去。
哇！哇！
这个我没办法表演。
It was a sign.
这是一个记号。
Do you know when God touches people, there's a sign that you could watch?
你知道吗？当神触摸人有一个彰显，对，那实际上是一个记号。
And Episcopalians, Anglicans,
英国公正教，或者是
Baptists,
或者是浸信会
were falling under the power.
他们都在圣灵上倒下去了。
And God was speaking to the church.
所以借着那个动作，神在对教会讲什么？
Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇。
What is it? Psalm 40, verse 6?
Which
one? Be still.
10.
That's right. 46,
10.
诗篇四十篇第十节。
Be still.
要休息。
Know that I'm God.
知道我是神。
Quit your religious work and rest.
放掉你的宗教的这些的努力吧，安息。
Now.Another manifestation,
好，那个时候还有一个常常看见的一个彰显什么
？Very popular. Legs were being lengthened.
长短脚有没有
？Yeah.
长短脚。
You know that miracle was so easy.
你行那个神迹很容易的。
Everybody did it.
每个人都可以把长短脚变拉直。
Hey, look at this.
你看那个人脚不长，不一样齐。
Yeah. Hachu, and it would be healed.
碰出那个脚都会伸出来，这么容易。
You know, you would try to pray and the leg would come out.
你试着还没有祷告，他那个脚就出来了。
What was God saying?
好，接着那个现象彰显是什么记号呢
？God was saying.
神在告诉教会。
In the latter movement, latter movement.
在这个春雨运动的时候。
There was a great power of the Spirit.
虽然有很大圣灵能力的运行。
But a lot of the teaching of the Word was.Out of balance.
对，但是有些的仆人的那个教义就不太对劲。
So in the next move.
所以呢，就长短不齐，所以神要兴起下一波。
God was telling the church, I want the word and the spirit to be balanced.
是神说我要我的教会，他的神的话跟神的灵是并重的，而且是平衡的。
嗯、mm.
，Amen.
So now.
现在。
Kenneth Hagin came.
Oh, 那个甘建信来了。
I don't say you have to agree with everything he taught.
我不是说你要完全相信他所教的哈。
But I will tell you, he taught a lot of truth about faith.
但是我告诉你，他关于信心啊，他有很多正确的教导。
And now people called it the faith movement.
所以有人把那个叫做信心运动。
But here's the problem a lot of people got into.
但是很多人犯了一个错。
In the movement before, God was teaching the Spirit.
在信心运动之前，神在教导我们有关圣灵。
And so now people are trying to do faith without listening to the Holy Spirit.
所以现在信心运动，他们很多人就凭信心，根本就没有先聆听圣灵的声音。
You can't do that.
你不能这样子说，我要信就信，然后事情就发生了。
Because faith comes by hearing.
是因为信道是从听到来的，不是乱信啊，不是迷信。
And if you don't hear, you can't have faith.
对呀，所以你没有听到圣灵声音，怎么能够去信呢？所以很多人犯了这个错，而且说你只要有信心就好了。
Faith comes by rhema.
然后信心信道是从听到听什么听神的话，那是 rhema 的话。
Not just logos.
不是圣经找一节你就这样信就可以，是神在那一刻跟你说的话。
You see, someone could come for prayer.
不是有人到我面前要我为他祷告。
And this happened to me.
这个确实发生在我身上。
伊利亚牧师。
伊利亚牧师啊。
I have headache.
我头痛。
Now I start to pray.
那我开始为他祷告。
I want them to be healed.
我当然要他们得医治啦。
Then I see three and ice cream.
然后我看到三，然后呢，冰淇淋。
Did you have ice cream at 3 in the morning last night?
你昨天晚上凌晨三点有没有吃冰淇淋？
That's why you have headaches, too much sugar.
太多糖，所以你现在头痛。 所以是吧，听到了嘛，听到Rayma的话，你才去。
So I prayed, Lord, teach them to eat less sugar.
让他减少吃甜的东西。
Yeah, and some people they just oh pray for my back.
主啊，你为我的背祷告。
Okay, now instead of saying by His stripes you are healed.
与其就是讲通用的说，因他鞭伤我得医治。
I said.
我说。
I see you in an office.
我看到你在一个办公室里面。
You don't like your office chair, do you?
那个椅子你不舒服，对不对？是不是？ 你怎么知道？
How did you know?
你怎么知道？
The chair is so uncomfortable.
那椅子真的很不舒服耶。
Well, that's why you have a bad back.
所以你的背才会出问题。
Let's pray for a new chair.
我们求老板给我们新的衣服，这才是解决问题嘛。所以你要先听圣灵怎么说嘛。Rima
is better.
比较好。
Than just faith.
硬着用信心啊。
At least it works better for me.
其实嘛，对我是比较管用的。
But thank God he was teaching faith. Okay, now let's go to the 90s.
好，我们再来九十年代了，过了新兴运动，进到九十年代。
Now my ministry in the 90s exploded.
那我的事工呢，在九十年代就开始爆发了。
I was invited to Canada.
我被邀请到加拿大去。
There was a lady named Pat Cocking.
哦，她以前叫 Pat Cocking.
And her name is now Patricia King.
现在就是 Patricia King， 你们所知道的。
How many of you know her?
多少知道 Patricia King 哈，还有她的上司。
Well, she came to one of my meetings in Florida.
她先是到
in the early 90s.
在九十年代，她到 Florida 参加我的一个聚会。
And actually, I'm in her first book that she wrote.
其实她出的第一本书里面有提到我。
And she asked me if she could put my name in it.
她也先征求我同意，能够放我的名字。
I said no, no. It's your story.
我说那是你的见证，你不要提我的名字。
So she says the evangelist did this, said this.
她就说有一个布道家，他做这个做那个。
And then she had an experience.
然后她来到佛罗里达的我的聚会，她有一个经历。
And she was caught out of her body.
她就魂游向外。
Sylvie and I came from a place. Not long ago, we were ministering to about 130 pastors and students.
对，我们在一个地方呢，我们曾经服侍130多个领袖。
And in the meeting,
在聚会里面，
I said,
我说，
I've been caught out of my body many times.
我很多次魂游向外。
And I feel the anointing.
我现在觉得有这份恩膏在这里。
God's going to put many of you to sleep and take you out of your body, right there.
让很多人坐在位置上就睡着，然后把让你魂游向外。
And there was a group of students; half of them went to heaven.
就有一半的人。
That's their testimony.
就上去，他们后来做见证。
Praise the Lord.
Oh, that happens. Oh, it could happen to someone here tonight.
Yes.
可能今天晚上发生在某些人身上。
So she invited me. She said, "I have a small group, 50 people."
So Patricia King 就邀请我去加拿大。她说我带我的那个团队和一个代表团队50个人。
And then she said, "There's a church that wants to join us, about 150 people."
她说那她后来又说啊，有另外一个教会听说了，她也要跟我连接，他们有150个人。
So it was a group like this.
所以就像我们今天晚上这么多的人。
Toronto was just starting like a baby.
那时候多伦多才刚刚开始呢，还没有大复兴呢。All
they could put in Toronto was 350 people.
他们那时候多伦多呢，最大的只能放300多人。
They couldn't get more people in.
没有更大的楼了。
So Patricia King, she called me. She said, "We have a problem."
所以 Patricia 就打电话跟我说，牧师啊，我们有问题嘞。We
can't find a building.
我们找不到一个更大的地方。
So we have to trust God for finances.
所以我们现在必须要信靠神，一定在财务供应，让我们能够租一个大地方。
Because we are forced to rent the biggest church here in Mission.
对，我们必须要去租一个最大的教会了。It
fits 600 people and it's too much.
如果呢，600多个人又太大。
But we'll trust God.
但是我们相信神吧，一定提供我们的财务。So
the church rented it to us.
就他们那个教会就愿意租给他们。
First night,
第一个晚上,
350 people.
只有350
The power of God started moving.
神的能力就开始跑跑跑,
Next night, 450.
第二个晚上450
Next night, 500-600. The place is packed.
哇,第三个晚上已经坐满了,
People are falling down in the balconies.
人正在楼上啊, 就倒在地上,
Whole sections are falling under the power.
哇,
Patricia King is on the floor. Pastors are on the floor. Their briefcases are knocked over. It was crazy. And one pastor came up to me. He said, Why haven't we heard about you? I said, Because I'm not famous. God can do something suddenly with this church. Anytime.
Amen.
So they finally said, you can't go home. And we went on and on and on. And prostitutes were getting saved. Drug addicts were throwing needles on the stage. You didn't have to say anything. They were taking their cigarettes. They came up themselves. They put it on the floor. Nobody told them to do it. It was just the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, what happened in the 90s?
90年代发生什么事情呢?
You know, all over the world, God was making people laugh in church.
那个圣笑,喜笑,就在全球各地开始爆发了。
So he was restoring joy to God's
Amen.
people.
神就再次把喜乐恢复在他的百姓身上。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Nehemiah said, The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Now you have to understand this. It wasn't good just for the 90s, and it's not good today. Your strength in every move of God is still always the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Don't let these theologians try and teach you that happiness and this laughing in church is not good. It is the strength of God.
Amen.
Yes.
And if you can't laugh here because you think it's unholy, you're going to be a hypocrite and turn on the TV and laugh at the TV.
Hey, yes.
So God restoring joy to the church. Why? It was a truth that was lost. But it was also strength to get ready for what's coming. The stock market crash.
哇,那个股票市场有没有下跌?
The value of my condo in Florida went from this to this. And many people in the faith movement were disillusioned. And I heard a lot of people questioning their doctrine. I tithe. I thought God would protect me. Why would I lose all this money? I give.
我给耶。
Why should I be hurt like this?
为什么我要这样被打击，经济上被打击呢？
Because sometimes the scripture says it rains on the just and the unjust.
因为圣经说雨会下在，不是只有下在义人，它在不义的人身上，它也会下雨，对不对？
Here's the difference.
那不同在哪里呢？
The people of God have strength to make it.
Amen.
虽然要下跌，但是呢，属神的人他有那个力量，能够怎么样？
And the people in the world get depressed and commit suicide.
那些没有神的人就会沮丧，然后自杀。不同是在这样。
How many business people commit suicide?
那个时代2008有多少生意人跳楼或者是自杀？
They go bankrupt.
因为破产，他就举枪自杀了。
But if you get the joy of the Lord,
但是如果你得到耶和华的喜乐
in Job chapter 5, it says you laugh at famine and destruction.
那约伯记第五章讲说在甚至在干旱时代你都能够喜乐。
There was a hurricane in Florida.
在佛罗里达曾经有一个飓风。
And I was doing meetings.
那时候我在带聚会。
And this lady was laughing and rolling in the church.
然后有一个姐妹倒在家大笑，然后又问。
And someone said she just lost everything.
有人说她在搬
家，
一切。
Her house is flooded.
她的那个房子被洪水给吹走了。
I want you to understand the manifestations.
我要你了解关于圣灵降临的彰显。
Watch this.
仔细看。
There was a lady in these meetings with Patricia King.
在 Patricia King 的那个聚会里面有一个姐妹。
This was 1994.
这是1994年发生的。
She was shaking.
她就这样抖啊抖啊抖啊。
Oh, and people laughed and laughed. She couldn't stop shaking.
她停不下来抖。
All night she couldn't sleep.
整个晚上都睡不着觉，一直一直走，一直走，一直走，一直走。
Her husband brought her in the parking lot out of the car. She got out of the car.
他在停车场，他丈夫把她带到车上，还在抖。
They brought her in.
哦，第二天呢，他们来的时候，他们还是抖，还在抖，
She's shaking.
还在抖。
Wow.
Eventually, like this is a day of shaking nonstop.
就不停止的这样抖，抖了几天。
I said, bring the woman up.
我说你把她带到前面来。
And she came up shaking.
她来的时候还在抖。
And it was like at least 600 people. That many people were just laughing.
很多人看到就笑，但有600多个人在听众里面看到就笑。
And I said,
我说
，Could you please tell us what's happening?
你可不可以告诉我你这个到底发生什么事情？因为抖个不停嘛。
And this is what she said.
她说
，I am a Holocaust survivor.
哦，我是一个就是纳粹大屠杀的存生存者。
And God is shaking out of me the bitterness for Germans.
神把我身上对德国的这个苦都给他
抖掉。Wow.
So we charismatics are not as stupid as people think.
所以灵恩派并不是外面人所想象那么愚昧。
You call us charismatic stupidity, you're the one that's stupid.
你说我们愚笨的，其实你才是愚昧的。
God is smarter than those theologians.
神比那些神学学者还要聪明。
It's one of the most powerful testimonies I've heard.
这是我所听到最有能力的一个见证。
So here we are.
好，我们来到这里了。
What is the context of what God is doing?
好，神现在在做什么事情呢？
Definitely,
当然是
we will have more power and miracles.
我们一定会有更多的这个能力跟
The anointing is going to get stronger.
然后恩膏会越来越强，这个都是不用提的，这是理所当然的。
But here is the great outpouring of the anointing.
但是一个
You ready for this?
最大恩膏的浇灌是什么？
It's the spirit of wisdom.
是神要把一个智慧的灵赐给我们，智慧的灵。
That's what God is going to pour out on His people.
这就是神在这个时刻，他要浇灌在他百姓的身上。
Businessmen.
啊，我们当中做生意的人。
Christian businessmen.
做生意的基督徒。
You're going to do well at the stock market.
你在股票市场会做得非常好。
With your business.
还有你的事业也会非常好。
Because you're going to get supernatural wisdom on what to do with your money.
神要给你有超自然智慧，让你知道怎么投资你的钱。
parents are going to begin to get a higher level of wisdom on how to bring up their children.
是，身为父母会从神得到智慧，知道怎么样来乳养你的孩子。
We're going to see our young children ministering and prophesying in the gifts of the Spirit, 8 years old, 9 years old.
我们会看到我们的孩子才八九岁就开始在使用圣灵的恩赐，比如说说预言。
Who is this little Chinese boy ministering like this at 12 years old?
这个中国小男孩是谁呀？就能够这样子来服侍神呢？
It's the spirit of wisdom.
是因为智慧的能力，智慧的灵降在他身上。
Aaron threw the stick in front of Pharaoh.
记不得亚伦把那个杖一丢丢在法老面前。
It became a snake.
就成为一条蛇。
Satan brought out snakes.
是撒旦把蛇带出来。
The world is raising up artificial intelligence.
好，那个世界呢，他们正在兴起人工智能。
You know what Sophia means.
你们知道 Sophia 原文的意思是什么？
In the Greek Orthodox Church I grew up, the priest.
我是在东正教长大的。
He would shake the smoke.
他是拿了一个那个灯笼在那边。
And he would get the Bible.
然后他会拿那个圣经。
And he would say.
他会一直一面走一面摇一面讲。
Sophia.
Sophia.
Sophia, wisdom.
这是智慧，所以那个机器人叫 Sophia 就是智慧。
The world is raising up artificial intelligence.
所以呢，世界已经开始兴起人工智能的智慧。
But God is about to pour wisdom on us like never before.
是，然后神会空前未有把他智慧灵浇灌在他的教会，浇灌在他的百姓身上。
To confound the wise.
能够让那些世界的智慧人羞愧。请您出来。我们有服侍同工，赶快，你们教会要服侍同工，在后面都有人扶着，好吗？谢谢你们。请你面对会众，好吗
？Anoint your Lord.
交给他，交给他。
Come on, come on.
Holy Spirit, anoint her.
膏我，膏我，膏我，膏我。
快上来！
安东尼，安东尼，
高我他，高我他，高我，高我，高我。
安东尼，
后面赶快，后面快点，快点。
安东尼，基督。
耶稣，高我他。真的高我你来了。
Listen.
仔细听。
No revival is quiet.
没有一个复兴是安静的。
Amen.
你们最好。
You cannot have a quiet revival.
Amen.
不可能有个安静的复兴，你们最好习惯。
Spring Hill. I said Spring Hill.
我刚刚讲 Spring Hill， 谁住在 Spring Hill？有没有人住在 Spring Hill? Spring Hill.
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
Bless her.
祝福她。
但是要确定后面有人哈。
God is going to use him.
神会用他。
Bless him.
神会赐福给他。
God bless you.
神赐福给你。
Holy Spirit bless Chen. 啊，Chen，Chen，
赐福给他，赐福给他，赐福给他。
Spring Hill.
Still see Spring Hill.
我还是看到 Spring Hill 这个地方。
Your middle name is Spring?
春是吧？你名字有个春。
谢谢谢谢。Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
Bless Spring，
祝福他。
Anoint her，
高抹他。好，可以回座了。
Ministry.
主你也赐福给他的施工，除了医治他的背也赐福给他。
Anoint her ministry.
高抹他的施工。
You are a leader.
你是一个
a leader.
你是一个要该做领袖的。
One of God's leaders.
是神的领袖。
You need healing.
这位弟兄需要医治吗？
Yes. For what?
什么地方需要医治？你是什么地方需要医治？什么地方不舒服？阴影什么阴影？哦 ，dizziness。
啊 ，OK，
好，好，来来来来。来
Holy Spirit，
圣灵
，heal him from this dizziness，
医治除去他的头晕。
Okay. Here?
Where?
是哪一部分呢?
Where's the hard vein?
Okay.
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 Okay. Holy Spirit.
圣灵医治他的血管。
Loosen the vein.
主啊，让那血管能够畅通，不再硬化。
Restore the vein.
主啊，恢复他的血管。
And the blood.
还有让他血液能够畅流。好，可以回坐了。
Come, come, come. And the kidneys?
还有肾脏。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
heal her kidneys.
医治她的肾脏，还有她的背。
And her back.
还有她的背。Okay. And also the muscle.
Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Bless her, Lord.
赐福给她。
She fell.
对，让大家没有叫出来的，你千万不要出来，因为在一个水流当中开始医治某种病，不要没人轰轰上来，好不好？其他没关系的，请下去，谢谢。
OK。
现在是背不痛 ，OK。
OK。
没有这个病，不要上来 ，OK。
OK。
All right. So
OK.
All right. All right. I'm fine.
Hold up. No, no. One at a time. There's too many people up here.
一次一位，你们先回坐好吗？回坐好吧。
I don't want anybody to get hurt. One at a time.
我不希望有人要受伤。Yeah.
We can move. Because I want the people to see the power.
因为我要人们看到神的作为，所以他们信心都会起来。你明白是有这个座位哈，不是表演哈。
Holy Spirit, bless her.
赐福给她。
Bones.
骨头
Move into place.
归位
And take away all the pain.
拿除去一切的疼痛。等一下，先不要出来。请你出来。请站在这边，面对会众，转过来，谢谢。
I smell roses.
我现在闻到玫瑰。 玫瑰的花。
Someone in there, you grow roses.
你家里有种玫瑰花的。
Yep. All of you?
你们都种玫瑰花吗？你们家里都种玫瑰花吗？
There is someone named Rose. Okay. All right.
好
This is what we'll do.
好，我们这么做。
We'll pray for the Holy Spirit to bless Rose.
我们请这位请圣灵来祝福我们的Rose 姐妹。
Because I smelled roses.
因为我上来之前闻到玫瑰花香。
Right.The context of the word rose.
那这个玫瑰这个内容是什么呢？
Whatever blessing God wants to bring to you.
无论神要给你什么样的祝福。
I pray for her.
好。
And it's not about your roses.
好，重点不是你家有没有种玫瑰，只是把你点出来。所以当我为她祝福，
all,
神的赐福临下也会临到你。
The anointing is going to come on all of you.
好不好？
All right. So those of you growing roses, stand up.
好，在家里有种玫瑰的站起来哈，你们就领受赐福哈。神给他赐福时，你也可以领受到哈。
This is the Rose Church.
这个是玫瑰教会哈。
Rose, God bless you.
神赐福你，玫瑰，神赐福给你，赐福给你，赐福给你。
Rose,
玫瑰。
God bless you.
神赐福给你。
Rose,
玫瑰
God bless you.
神赐福给你
Here comes the anointing.
现在恩膏来了
That's it.
好，你们也领受，也领受，也领受，也领受，领受，领受，领受，领受，领受。
Okay.
好
，Okay.
可以起坐了。
Okay. We prayed for his vein here.
刚刚我们为这个弟兄的那个血管祷告。
But there's someone here.
When
you have headaches, there's a vein here. It's throbbing.
好，我们当中有个人有头痛哈，然后在这个太阳穴那个血管就这样嘣嘣嘣的，是这个。
Come,
请你出来，请你们出来。就会胀胀啊胀那个血管，它会胀。
Okay.谢谢。
那就会中，谢谢你们。
谢谢。Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
Thank you for your power。
谢谢你的能力。
嗯。Heal the vein。
医治他的血管，医治，医治，医治，医治。
Okay。Holy Spirit，
圣灵。
Heal this vein。
医治他的血管，医治，让他不再有头痛，医治他的血管。
And
let these headaches stop. 让他的头痛停止，不再发生。我们当中有一位
In your garden,
在你的花园里
I see a can.
我看到一个、那个罐子
And the spout is like this.
然后呢它是往这样子倾的
It has water in it.
有水在里面
It's very full of water.
里面有很多的水
I don't know why you left it full of water. Maybe just every day you just grab it and then you fill it to the next day.
好像就是浇水的哈，但是里面你放了很多的水圣灵哈，来出来。
Just like you filled the water.
就像你把那个浇水器里面装满了水。
The Holy Spirit is filling you with His anointing.
现在圣灵要用他的恩膏充满在你的里面。接下来
，Someone here has a friend named Frank.
我们当
Frank needs to get saved.
我们当中有一个人，你的朋友叫 Frank. Frank 还没有信耶稣，他需要接受耶稣是谁？你有个朋友叫 Frank.
Frank.
是男的 Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Frank.
His name is Frank, he needs to get saved.
他还没有得救，他需要得救。
Father,
天父
in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
he and I together, we pray for Frank.
我跟我的弟兄我们同心合一来为 Frank 祷告。
And we ask for his soul.
我们求主把他的灵魂能够得回来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen,
Amen, Amen. Amen.请您出来，请您出来。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
bless her ministry,
赐福他的服事，他的施工。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
bless her,
赐福他。
Let your strength fill her body.
让你的能力进到她的身体里头。不需要给我任何的细节。我们当中有一个做生意的。你好像很有可能即将会失去一大笔钱。而且是非常冒险。
Don't say anything.
你不用告诉我细节，大家也都不需要知道。
Just come for prayer and we'll pray for God to save your money.
是，你只要出来，我为你祷告，求神能够保守你的金钱。
I can see it, it's risky.
我可以看到你现在即将面临是非常危险的，会失去一大笔钱。今天是神给你一个恩宠，赶快出来，不要错过这个机会。聚完会来就已经过时了，恩膏是现在哈。
Okay, you might have some counseling next week.
好，没。
Well, if it doesn't come for prayer.
如果他们讲不出来，碰到麻烦，不就要找牧师嘛？找牧师去解决问题了。
Okay, they come.
来了哈。我们不需要知道，我们不需要知道细节，不用讲。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
I pray that they will not lose anything.
我祷告他们不会失去金钱。
But that you bless them both.
求你祝福他们两位。
And actually do the reverse, do the opposite.
而且呢，把他情况转过来。
2018年。Let it be a prosperous year.
让它是一个昌盛的一年。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Touch them now.
现在就触摸他们。
And shower your blessings.
主啊，让倾倒你的祝福在他们身上。谢谢耶稣。
Now I see the number 38.
我看到的数字38对你有什么意义？38，比如说38岁、38年生，或者是门牌号码38，或者是电话号码。
Does it mean anything?
有没有38？38有没有意义
？Okay, so far no. Okay,
好。
Lord, I pray for this young man's purpose for you.
主，我为这个年轻人的他的命定来祷告。
I ask you to bless him in his direction, Lord.
求神来祝福他前面的方向。
Fill him with wisdom.
用你的智慧来充满他。
In what he's about to do.
为着他即将要知道将即将要做什么。
Guide him and protect him.
引导他，而且正确的保护他。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祝福。
Okay. Someone here.
我们当中有一位。
Right here, your two legs.
就是你这个脚的上半节哈，这两边。
Right here, you need healing.
你需要医治，就是这上半腿的上半节，两双脚。
Okay.
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，bless her，
主啊，求你赐福给她。还有她的宽顾。There are several people.
Okay.
请上前来。
Okay. Holy Spirit,
圣灵
I ask you to touch her.
请你来触摸她的身体。
Let your power go in her bones, her back.
让你的能力进到她的骨头还有她的背。试试看，左手看，有没有 better? Yeah, it's better.
How much?
进展都百分之多少？
四天。Okay,
did
you feel it? Huh?
可以感觉得到。Okay, 会做。
谢谢主。
Okay. Jesus.
耶稣医治他。试试看。哇。
Good.
再有疼痛了，感谢主。下一位。
我
缺
一点吗？
你是哪里？哪里痛 ？Both.
Okay. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Bones
move. 主啊，让他所有的骨头归位，移动归位，移动归位。医治他，耶稣医治他。
Let God's power work.
让神的能力在他身上做工。
What we do.
我们接下来这么做。
It's almost 9 o'clock.
快九点了。
And I know some people might need healing, but
我知道有些人还需要医治。
Let's do this.
我们先做这个。
Well, I want to lay hands on everybody that would like it.
我如果你愿意的话，我愿意为每一个人按手。
Okay. But before we do it for anointing for power.
但是在我们膏抹给你们能力之前。
Let's.You know, in James chapter 2 and 1, I think it's 1, ask God for wisdom,
跟神求,智慧,
and he will give it abundantly.
你只要凭着信心求,他一定会给你的。
Okay, let's put our hands up, let's ask God.
好,来,我们把手举起来向神。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵,
here we are,
我们就在这里。
Your church,
我们身为你的教会。
And you are about to pour out great wisdom on your church around the world.
你全球各地即将浇灌那个智慧给你的教会。
Let us be some of the first.
主，那我们是首先领受的那群人。
Tonight.
今天晚上。
Right now.
就在现在。
We receive supernatural wisdom.
我们从你领受超自然的智慧。
And we also pray that the gift of the word of wisdom will operate in all of us.
我们也恳求你那智种种恩赐里面那个智慧的言语也能够在我们每个人身上运作。
Okay, let's finish like this. Just put a hand, put your hand on your head.
好，我们把你的手放在你的脑袋上面。
And just thank Jesus.
然后谢谢耶稣，他是
谢谢你，
他是后世众人也不责备的神，他一定会赐给你智慧。
谢谢你赐给我们智慧。Okay.
好的。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
Those of you who need to leave, leave, but I'm going to pray and just, it won't take long, I'm going to lay hands and pray for you.
是，有些明天就要上班，所以你可以离开哈。然后这些这些站出来的人，我们还是会为你祷告哈。其他人可以回家了。
Let's stretch our hands for the
child. 来，我们一起来把手举起来，举向这个孩子，这个孩子需要得医治。